Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today we are going to take a look at different types of testosterone replacement therapy. We're going to look at doctor prescribed, anti-aging clinics, and self-monitored. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, anything you can do to interact with the channel. It's going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. All you have to do is go to the website, pick out your tests. They have them all for men and women, hormonal wellness. Check them out. Once you order, they're going to ship them to you. You're going to register them online. Then you're going to provide the sample and ship them back. You're going to get your results extremely fast. They'll notify you by email. They have doctors and nurses there all the time to answer any questions or comments, concerns that you might have. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right. Let's talk about different types of testosterone replacement therapy. As I said, we've got your doctor prescribed, we've got your anti-aging clinics, and we have your self-monitors. Now, let's start off with what's the best routes to take. Well, the obvious number one route is doctor prescribed. I don't know so much about route two and three, and I'm going to explain that now as we move through. I'll start with doctor prescribed. And then I'll explain to you why I don't know what is the second best route. It depends. Doctor prescribed is the most obvious. Now, I will say this because I want to look at the good and the bad. Unfortunately, a lot of just regular family doctors are not very well versed in this area, so to speak. A lot of them will prescribe things out of their books or whatever they read, don't really understand the process very well, don't give the best recommendations, guidance, prescriptions, etc. I've seen some things that get messy, and I mean messy, that I don't know what on the planet Earth the doctor was thinking. And unfortunately, it's getting more and more prevalent as the workforce has changed a little bit. I'll be careful what I say. Maybe the quality is not always as there. And it seems that over time now, more men are turning for testosterone replacement therapy, realizing that the quality of life needs to be fixed, learning more about it. It's becoming more popular. And so there's a lot more patients than there ever were, meaning there's a lot more different clinics that are opening up, different doctors that want the patients. In reality, your best option is to go to a professional endocrinologist that specializes in this, and this is what they do. And I'm not saying I haven't seen some of them do some crazy things as well. However, that is by far your best, most trusted option to go with. Obviously, when it comes to testosterone, it is not legal to go out and purchase it. The best possible option in terms of being precise with the care, doing it all legit and legally the right way, is to get doctor prescribed testosterone replacement therapy. There are very, very few negatives to positives in that regard. I told you some things that are possible, but in general, a good, strong endocrinologist is going to know what they're doing. And you're going to get, not only are you going to get legal testosterone, but you're going to get ones that's actually produced in a lab in the best possible manner. Pharmaceutical grade. Real pharmaceutical grade. But I'm not going to get into all that on this kind of video. Now that we know that that is the best option, we do understand that some people cannot go tell their doctor, you know, certain things. We do understand here that some people don't have the proper insurance for that. And so they have to look for alternative methods, which are anti-aging clinics or self-monitored. Now, anti-aging clinics, they pop up more and more. You notice when they first started to become a little bit out there was in the 2000s when HGH became extremely popular. More baseball players were going to these clinics and, you know, more celebrities because the prices were so expensive and it wasn't something that just an everyday person could really go and do. Now, as time has gone on, these places popped up everywhere. Everywhere. Estheticians doing TRT. Mine even. I mean, it's just insane. Where I go get my Botox, she started doing that too. Not that she's not qualified. I'm just saying it's become that popular that It's everywhere. The problem, a lot of these places will get you in there. I see them putting people on TRT at 400 and 500 milligrams a week. That is absolute insanity. I have talked about where the proper ranges are needed to be when you're on TRT and where it starts to become dangerous. And when you start getting over 900 on your testosterone levels and you're walking around in the thousands every single day for years and years and years, that is not good. It's unhealthy. It's too much. Yes, when you run a cycle, it'll go and balloon up depending on your numbers, but then it's going to come right back down. For you to stay on those levels year-round and to be using that much testosterone is basically meaning you're staying on a cycle all year. Not only are they doing that, they're putting people with way too high of test levels on it that's really putting them on TRT for no reason. They're prescribing all kinds of other peptides that they can now prescribe. And I see people coming to me with, they're running 4 and 5 peptides at the wrong method on how to do it. And they're getting them all from these anti-aging clinics because they just want your money. They're writing you whatever the hell that you want. And yes, you'll get legit products. And yes, you'll get pharma grade. But you're going to have a dent in your pocketbook, like a size of a car payment, and you're going to be abusing your bodies. Not every one of these, I preface this, but a lot of them. It's very, very risky. It really is. That's not to say there's not some good, reliable ones out there. But it's a gamble, and it's wrong what so many of them are doing. And they're a dime a dozen now, so you don't know who to really trust because everybody's gotten so good at faking reviews on the internet. So, that brings you to the self-monitored. There are plenty of people that are probably a lot wiser and more in tune than most doctors that will monitor them, and a lot of people that are doing the blood work as they should, checking on themselves, knowing how to monitor, knowing the right doses, the safe doses, the education, everything. But then there's a lot of people that don't. They go online and ask random people what their TRT dose should be just on a whim. People won't even ask them for information to answer the question. There's a lot more that goes into it than that. So there's a lot of misuse. People that don't understand how much they're injecting. People that don't know anything about doing it with like sterily. I mean, just you name it. There's a lot that could go wrong there. Not to mention you have to obtain your testosterone illegally. So that's a whole nother issue. So when I said between 2 and 3, I'd probably say anti-aging clinics is number 2. But my concern there is you getting ripped off, getting hurt. But I guess it's a lot worse than the legality, or I mean a lot better than the legality one and the one where you could really not know what you're doing and really hurt yourself. And plus, you could be buying bad gear that could hurt you. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. Bad needles, bad gear, you know, not being sanitized, whatever the case may be. So that, you know, that's your options. I'm not saying that people that aren't self-monitored, there's a ton of people that know what they're doing. A lot better than doctors that I know. But, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than that. A lot more. Plus, you know, you got to think about all the legalities just walking around, whatever. There's things to think about. So the obvious answer there is doctor prescribed if you're able. Then I would say the anti-aging clinics, but be very, very careful. Be very picky. Do plenty of research and then go do it. And then self-monitor would be your last option. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.